This question gets to the heart of what you can do after you've held a capital investment entrance scheme visa for a total period of 7 years. The capital investment entrance scheme visa is a program that was introduced 7 or 8 years ago to allow people with money, at that time 6.5 million Hong Kong dollars, but now 10 million Hong Kong dollars because it went up a couple of years ago, allows those money investors to effectively lock their funds into certain types of Hong Kong assets. And as long as they possessed those assets for the requisite period of time that the visa has been issued, they can get an extension, as long as they're still owning those assets at the time of the extension, and continue to do so through to 7 years, whereupon you can make an application to the Immigration Department to change your immigration status, and in the process, release the seven years worth of invested funds, and put them to your own use once again. So at 7 years, the opportunity is to either become a permanent resident, securing the right of abode in the process, or you go on to secure an immigration status called unconditional stay. Now, the right of abode is effectively permanent residence. Unconditional stay is an administrative convenience where the Immigration Department are prepared to allow you to remain in Hong Kong unconditionally without any requirement to invest, without any requirement to have a sponsor, without any requirement to engage in any particular type of activities or rationale for remaining in Hong Kong. Effectively, you can stay here unconditionally, although it is a bit of a misnomer because there is one condition attached to unconditional stay, and that is that you have to have been physically present in Hong Kong on at least one occasion within a 12-month given period in order to maintain that unconditional stay status. So the Immigration Department, they realised when they introduced the Capital Investment Entrance Scheme program that people may want to secure the immigration status but may not decide that they want to live in Hong Kong full time. And as a result of that, it may have been the case that not having been in Hong Kong for the requisite 7 years, continuously ordinarily resident in Hong Kong, and not having taken Hong Kong as your only place of permanent residence, which is the approvability test for the right of abode, such capital investment entrance scheme visa holders may not qualify for the right of abode and with it permanent residency. So they did avail this unconditional stay status process. In respect of unconditional stay, there is no specific requirement for a set number of days, for example, indeed any kind of time whatsoever, having had to be spent in Hong Kong. In fact, conceptually, you could have spent all of the 7 years outside of Hong Kong, but kept your investment in Hong Kong and qualified for a capital investment entrance scheme visa throughout all of that time. And then at the end of the 7 years, simply make your application for unconditional stay, knowing that you'd never get the right of abode because you didn't have continuous ordinary residence for the requisite 7 years, nor had you taken Hong Kong as your only place of permanent residence. So unconditional stay will be available to you, almost in a sense as a matter of right, allowing you to maintain your immigration status but release the funds under the Capital Investment Entrance Scheme program. So unconditional stay is a really simple application to make once you get to 7 year mark. Ideally, if you've got the circumstances in play for the right of abode, but judging from your question, suggesting that you're not considered as expats, therefore resident in Hong Kong, it may well be that the right of abode is simply not available to you. So in that regard, it may well be that unconditional stay is the route for you. For all practical purposes, unconditional stay is exactly the same immigration status that you have presently been enjoying under Capital Investment Entrance Scheme. It just means that you can unlock the money from Hong Kong and put it to other uses finally. So I trust that that has answered your question. There are lots of other articles on the blog about the process of securing the right of abode, and I'll put a few links to some relevant articles at the bottom of the question which goes to make up this post. Thanks very much.